May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Would you pray with me? Today, I just want to pray a powerful prayer of restoration over all of us. May you who have lost someone you love or care about, may you experience a heartbreak. May you who have lost assets or business investments, may you who have started to lose faith or something precious to you, or maybe you have just lost your way in your journey of life. God, may us today remember our brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh. Remember their families who still do not really got the word that they have lost. The faith of God. Whatever and wherever you are, just remember God is still on the throne and restoration is just at hand. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends and family of friends.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Patience is a virtue. I have been having a difficult morning. I have been here since 6:30 this morning, which would mean that my meditation and my prayers, everything would have been in order to do a wonderful and great sermon. Yesterday I met some friends, new neighbors on the street, and I said, I think I wrote my best sermon I've ever did since I got to St. Sebastian. But that's what I thought. But that is not what God says to do. I was in the pulpit this morning and it just did not feel comfortable. When our brothers and sisters are hurting, we too are hurting. And it's not about color, creed, class. If you cut me, I bleed. If I cut you, you bleed. In God's eyes, we are all his children. And if one is hurting, we are all hurting. The difference between us today and the temple in Pittsburgh, it has just happened there and not here. God forbid. But this morning, as I read the lesson of Job, I was always excited. Job was always one of my favorite passages in the Bible, because Job had a rough time. But Job believed and Job had faith. His friends tested him and said to him, Job, no, the God you are serving would never have done this to you. And maybe this morning we are saying to ourselves, the God we are serving, why are the things that are happening to us? My brothers and sisters, God is still on the throne. Job was restored all of his good fortunes. But what did Job do when he realized he was going to get everything back? He prayed for his friends. He didn't pray just for himself. He prayed for his friends. Those brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh are our friends. And it's our responsibility not just to pray for them, but to pray for their families. Sometimes you will wonder, this beautiful country, how great it is, how much great has happened. Just imagine the forefathers in their early stages. They might have said, we are going to take over and become independent. But do you think they believe that the greatness of where we are today would have been here? Yes, there may be one or two that would have said, yes, it would have happened. But there would also be others where, hey, the ship that you're on is a good ship. Do not let us rock the boat. But sometimes you need to rock the boat to get to the next step where we have to go. Is this situation rocking the boat? God, if that's what it is, it is rough. But we know, if you've been traveling on the ocean, we are blessed to live here in Melbourne Beach because we have water to our left, water to our right. And many times you may be on the water and the boat is just rocking. But you know eventually
become calm, and it will sail wonderfully. We are in a rocky time now, but it's not going to last forever. My brothers and sisters, I ask you this morning to just pray and hold on. The prophet Jeremiah said, "You know what I am going through, and I trust that you will only have plans to prosper me, and not harm me, to give me hope and a future. To give me hope and a future." That's what we are asking for this morning. We are asking for hope. Job, as you knew, he was in a dark time, and God didn't just give him back what he had. The reading was so wonderful. How many thousand times he got back? He got back so much, and he lived so long. You know, when the theologians who have wrote about Job and studied Job, when you really read Job's story, you felt like Job was in it for years. History says Job was really only in it for 6 months. How many times in your life something difficult is happening to you, and it seems like it's going on forever and ever? And then when you have recovered, and you've come out, and then you saw the greatness of God, and you look back, he goes, "But geez, it's just a couple of months." But you know what we always hear. Do we all have patience like Job did? Do we all have patience? My brothers and sisters, I ask you this morning to have patience like Job. Like the prophet Isaiah said, "But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." They shall walk and not faint. But Job, in all of his desolation, he knew restoration would come because of the God he believed in. But what is so special in the lessons today? When the psalmist tells us in the first line, the greatness of God. But then you listen to Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, who had the opportunity for healing. And when Jesus called him, what did the gospel tell us? He sprang up. Here was a blind man who had no chance to believe he was going to regain his sight again. But what did he do when Jesus called him? He sprang up. They could have easily told us he got up. But when you sprang up, what do? There's sprang means they're like springs in your feet. You jump. Because of the faith of what he was going to see in his sight. And what did Jesus say? "Your faith has made you hold." Your faith. You see what I'm saying to you today, my brothers? Job on this side was looking for what? He was looking for restoration. Bartimaeus was looking just to see again. But you see, with restoration, there's hope. And where there's hope, there's faith. And when you have the faith and the hope together, restoration is just around the corner. What I say to you today is, if we are all Christians and we are all lovers of people, you will hurt. Just even 10 minutes ago, they still have not released the names. That means their family members across this country or this world who might have made a call and the phone is no longer ringing. You're not sure if the person is alive or dead. You have hope that they're alive. That's what some are going through. And it may have just been 24 hours to them. But I can believe you, it feels like it's been 10 years. Because when you're waiting for news and it doesn't come as fast as you can, you keep looking at the clock, and the minutes becomes hours, and the hours become days. Holy Scripture is what we have to hold on to. And when it gets difficult, we pray. And we will say it later this morning, but I want to say it again now. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And as Jesus' disciples said to him, Lord, how will we know how to pray? And if we don't know how to pray, Jesus taught us how to pray. And as I start, will you please join me? Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Please stand. Our service continues with the ICF 3 on page 358.